talking about. It's P-Funk Friday, right before Father's Day. This is a good tradition to start.
Yeah, the fathers love the funk.
I do. I know that. Welcome back to The Drive. Sean and I are here. Jimmy's getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to call him tonight. Give him a little pep talk.
And it's like Bree doesn't, if they ever have kids, she doesn't want him to have a Father's Day because their anniversary is always going to be around that same weekend.
Good point. Yeah. Anyway, we are very happy that right now we get to speak to our buddy over at Keeneland, the big man over at Keeneland, G.D. Hieronymus, because we haven't had a chance to do that because we haven't had any races, and now we have a race. Hi, G.D.
We've had some races. You know, Churchill's Downs been back a little bit.
Yeah, but, that's true.
They're going again, but boy, what a strange year. It really is put a big curve into everything. And as you know, we'll talk a little in a couple of weeks, but at Keeneland, we're going to have a little short five-day meet. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be interesting with that running in July, you know. And at least we're going to get some money out to the horsemen. We have probably close to 1,100 horses in training at Keeneland right now that are shipping out of there and running well at Churchill Downs. And looking forward to the Belmont tomorrow. We can call it the Belmont, but it's not really the Belmont, okay? Really the Triple Crown. This is not the Triple Crown, folks. I know that they're saying it's the Triple Crown, but no. And the Triple Crown is the true test of champions at the Belmont Mile and a Half in week five. Three races in 5 weeks. That's not happening this year.
Hallelujah.
Most importantly, it's a one-turn mile-and-an-eighth race. It's not even a mile and a half. So you can call it the Belmont if you want.
No.
But it's really a weak field of mile-and-an-eighth horses that are all looking to get some points to make it to the Derby. But and then you got the Preakness after that. Come on, it's just not a Triple Crown, all right? I do not like the way they're promoting it as the Triple Crown. Everybody's calling it a Triple Crown, but it is not.
All right. Okay. Now,
coming hot to the mic, G.D.
Now, wait a minute. Sean will attest to this, G.D. I have been on a rant with everybody. We spoke to the great Dick Girardi.
Mm-hmm.
I started out with
Dick Girardi,
exactly,
Gabby Gaudette, Gabby Kurt Becker. He's told them all.
And I have said exactly what you just said to me. And I feel vindicated because for an authority like you to say it like that, I had my hands up in the air like touchdown.
An Eclipse Award winner.
And G.D. an Hieronymus. Eclipse Award winner.
People don't understand that the difference between a mile and a half and a mile and an eighth, and it's a two-turn race at a mile and a half, of course, at Belmont. This is a one-turn mile and an eighth.
Yeah.
It's a completely different strategy to this race. And again, these horses have, you know, they've been running it. You know, there's a couple that have run recently, but for the most part, think about it. We have one grade one winner in the field.
Mm-hmm.
One grade one winner, and that's Tis the Law, and Tis the Law is going to be the deserving favorite. You have one grade two winner, and that's way back in the Risen Star with Modernist mm-hmm. back in February. And you have three grade three winners. Other than that, there's not a whole lot in here. There's some talent. There's going to be some talent come out of this race, don't get me wrong, but it's really not much to get excited about. Sure, we're excited about it being the Belmont. They've got a lot of great races up there. I love it that New York's running. Believe me, we need New York running. We need California running. We need Kentucky running for this industry. But again, folks, a mile and an eighth is not the same as the running in the Belmont Stakes after 5 weeks running in the Derby and the Preakness and trying to come back. That is the true Triple Crown.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's what I've been saying. I mean, this is a race at Belmont Park. That's what it is.
It really is. It's a mile and an eighth race. There's mile and an eighth races all day long, and you're going to see several more. And the Bluegrass is a mile and an eighth in a couple of weeks. So it is what it is, and let's enjoy it. But mm-hmm. forget calling it the Triple Crown.
Right.
So out of this field that's entered in Belmont, do you see a horse that you think in a normal year would have been a Kentucky Derby horse, or is this just all horses that are trying to get the points?
It's so hard. It's so hard to say because they've not raced since a lot of the better ones have not raced since March and February. You know, when you think about Patrick Van Cone was pretty excited about this Sol Volante, who mm-hmm. won the Sam F. Davis Grade 3, ran second to King Guillermo, has come back and won a $100,000 optional claimer. You know, and he's probably a mile and an eighth is going to hit him right between the eyes, but a mile and a half, probably not. A mile and a quarter, probably not. But this is a decent race for that horse. You know, there's a, there's some other horses that are that are that are going to enjoy this distance and be good for it. Now, you know, are they Derby? Would they have been Derby horses? You never know, because they most of them didn't have the points. Obviously, besides Fizzle Law,
right,
was really looking at the Derby square, and it, and you know, there's a few others that had that, that were going to be on the list, but it's so hard to speculate that.
Yeah, it is. And again, the other part of this is the first one. And it's happening in June. I mean, almost towards the end of June. The whole thing is skewed. And as you said, you can't, I've been saying it, you can't call it a triple crown, even if some horse wins all three races. And that would be great, but you can't call it a triple crown.
Three-year-olds are developing so much the first part of the year.
Right.
They are really turning. It's like a... it's like a high school kid going to college,
yeah,
you know, and what the athletes are turning into. And then all of a sudden, and that's so early, you know, you're getting points for the Florida Derby, you're getting points for the Bluegrass, the Santa Anita Derby, the Wood Memorial, and they're developing all this time. Well, now everybody can kind of put the brake, they kind of put the brakes on a little bit, and now they've got more time to work with their horse. So hopefully we're going to see a couple of stars come out of this Belmont race that'll then go on and probably run in the either the Travers or maybe up at Monmouth, but you know, and they'll try to get one more race in before the Derby. You know, if you think about it, it's really end of June, one more race around the end of July, and then all of a sudden you're looking at 1st of September. So there could be a couple of horses come out of here if they're running that 1, 2, 3. That'll look for another one more prep race to get them ready for the Derby in September.
Do you have any indication what horses are pointing towards the Bluegrass?
Oh gosh! Why didn't you tell me you were going to ask me that?
it just popped into my head, man.
I've seen a couple of them that have, and I would have to reply that later. But
that's okay. We can have you back.
I'm glad to. But yeah, I mean, again, it's not a big, strong field of fields in all these races. But again, I'm so glad that they're running up there. When I look at the race, I think there's a couple of decent prices in here, and I'm going to kind of stick to the outside here. When you think about a two-turn race and leading into it, you're talking about a one-turn mile and an eighth, and I keep saying that, but the outside post is really not going to hurt you that much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you're going to get a good break and just and stalk or whatever your race type is there. But I'm looking at Fletcher's horse on the outside, Dr. Post, a quality road. That has been has won its last two, and has got a work over the track at Belmont, and but you know, again, overall lack of depth here in this field. I think he's got a shot, and I think Pneumatic Steve Asmussen's horse on the outside that's coming off of a race in the Matt Wynn, the Grade 3 Matt Wynn on the 23rd of May that ran into Maxfield. You know, Maxfield ran away from that bunch in there,
yeah,
and I think he's going to run back a good race series by Uncle Mo out of Tappet Mare, and it's going to get a good stalking trip there. But really, again, the horse beat is Tis the Law, so that's where I'm going to work around. And I'm also looking a little bit at Bill Mott's Martinist, who's got has been at Belmont for a little while, a couple works here. He had to work on the 18th, but I think that's an Uncle Mo. Again, he's 2 for 2 at this distance, you know, so that's what I'm looking at. Again, it's a mile and an eighth, so there's only five horses in this whole field of 10 that have run at a mile and an eighth. So
yeah.
I'm kind of looking at that, who's going to get it, and that's kind of what I'm feeling for, on the Belmont.
Now, they're starting on the back stretch, right? They have a really long straight run before they get into that curve.
Exactly.
This is just a bizarre race.
It's an interesting race, yeah, and it's a deep racetrack too. The Big Sandy is what they call it. So I'm always looking at a horse that has got has been a little longer works at that racetrack at the Belmont, and it looks like the horse is handling the track well.
So starting on that long straight, does that favor a speed horse like Tap It to Win at all?
Well, you got to figure out how whoever's going to go out with Tappet to win. And I honestly haven't really had a chance to look at it as in-depth as I wanted to. We've been working on it. We've got a racehorse sale next week at Keeneland Online, racehorse sale. So we've been keeping us pretty busy on that. I'd hope to have a little more time to handicap. But, yeah, you just want to know who else is going to go out there. You know, Tiz Law is going to have a good stalking trip. And, you know, can that horse go a mile and an eighth? You know, the Tappet to win, like you say, he's not been that distance. He did win by 5 at a mile and 16th at Belmont. So something to be said for that.
All right. Well, we know we also have something coming up at Keeneland, right, in a little while.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. No, we're excited about it. We'll have those 5 days of racing starting on the 8th of July to the 12th, and 9 or 10 races each day. We will not allow any fans in, but we'll have plenty of coverage on Keeneland Select. You can go to Keeneland Select or Keeneland.com. We'll have the streaming of all the races live as well.
Yep.
And, of course, our ADW partner, TVG, will be there and have at least 5 analysts there and give us great coverage. And then we're also going to be on NBCSN on Sunday afternoon. I don't think we're going to work it out for Saturday, but we'll be on NBC on Sunday afternoon.
Great.
So we're looking forward to it. Again, it's odd, just like everything is right now. And to not have a packed house over there, it's going to be quite strange. But, again, we'll let's keep on trucking and get through all this.
Yes.
And we'll start getting ready for the fall.
So, to your knowledge, DD, has a race ever been run at Keeneland outside of April or October?
At Keeneland, no.
Not counting Breeders' Cup, which I think creeped into November.
Okay. So, before Mr. Keene built Keeneland Racetrack, there was a track called Raceland, and they used to race in July. And my good friend Mike Bannon has sent me some information on it. We're going to try to look into that. The other thing that happened in July, if people recall, is we used to have the premier yearling auction in July. So that was the main thing that that brought a lot of the buyers in. And then we, back in the mid-early 2000s, we had a thing called mare reproductive loss, and we had to cancel that July sale because the yearlings were not quite ready, and those that were, there were quite a few less. And so we went on to September and never really brought back the July sale. So we've been used to having a lot of people on the grounds in July, but just not for racing.
Yeah. Well, everything's different. It's great to talk to you, and we will catch up with you real soon. And thanks so much, man. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, and I'll once I get my selections done, I'll push those out. I've been on social media since the 1st of June. I don't want to keep you guys, but too much hatred in this world, guys.
Yeah.
And we got to spread some love, and
agreed.
So much ugliness out there and racism, and it drives me crazy. And love one another out there, okay?
Absolutely.
Love one another, and I'll be back on social media July 1st.
Okay.
Right on.
Well, we love you, GD. Take care, man.
All right. Take care, folks.
All right.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. We'll be back. This is...
Oh, no. Yeah,
ESPN,
we got Kurt Becker up
next. Sports Radio, 1392.5. Brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.